Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. In the heart of a thriving urban metropolis of ancient Israel, a baker named Diblaim rises before dawn. His home, filled with the warm aroma of fresh bread and fig cakes, is a haven in the midst of the city's chaos. But within its walls, his daughter, Gomer, yearns for something beyond the life she knows.
Gomer, my dear, hand me that flower, will you?
Here you go, Father.
What captures your thoughts so early in the morning?
It's the city, Father. Every day it feels like a new adventure waiting outside our door.
Indeed it is. But remember, not all that glitters is gold. Our people have strayed far from the ways of the Lord. Adventure can quickly lead to misadventure.
I'm off to the market to get the spices.
Be careful.
Diblaim, my friend.
Azariah, good to see you. Come taste this fig cake that is fresh out of the oven.
This is good, very good.
Thank you.
How is business?
Business. We are struggling. Times are hard, but the Lord is good.
How do you struggle when Israel is enjoying such prosperity? Surely there are those who would pay good money for your treats.
Yes. I have had some requests. Just the other day, some of the pagan priests asked me to cater some of the festivals in Bethel. Despite our situation, I will not bake bread or cakes for those who sacrifice to idols and desecrate the things of God.
Yes, King Jeroboam promotes the worship of golden calves, just as his father before him.
So much to see, so much to experience. Father worries too much.
Young lady, come see what I have. Jewels from faraway lands.
They're beautiful.
They can be yours. A girl as pretty as you should have pretty things.
I shouldn't. Father says those who wander often lose their way. But what is life without a bit of wandering? Leah, the market is filled with wonders. Have you seen the jewels from across the sea?
I have. But my mother warns me. She says our people are forgetting the Lord, chasing after foreign gods and empty pleasures.
Your mother is like my father. They both worry too much. What harm is there in a little beauty, in seeking a bit of joy?
There's a difference between joy and temptation, Gomer. True joy is found in the Lord.
Maybe, but I feel trapped, Leah. I want to experience everything life has to offer.
My mother and I have been studying with the scribe, Biri. He tells us that the Book of the Law warns us not to forget Elohim once we enter the land of Canaan and experience prosperity. It addresses the temptation of forgetting God's role in our success and becoming arrogant or attributing wealth to our own power. It teaches us contentment.
But Gomer has already wandered off, paying no mind to her friend.
Gomer, you're back late. Was the market that enthralling?
It was fine, Father. The world is so big. Don't you ever want more than this?
My dear, the greatest treasure we have is our faith in the Lord. It's easy to be lured by the world's promises, but they often lead to sorrow.
I understand, Father, but I can't help but feel there's more out there for me.
I pray that the Lord guides your heart, Gomer. That you find true fulfillment in his ways, not in the fleeting shadows of the world.
Little did they know, Gomer's restless spirit would lead her on a journey far beyond the marketplace's allure. A journey that would intertwine her story with the messages of the prophets and the undying love of the Lord. As dawn breaks over the city, Gomer awakens with a restless heart. The words of her father and friend linger in her mind, but the call of the unknown is too strong to resist.
Life is not meant to be lived in the shadows of fear. Today, I'll find my own path. How much for this necklace?
For you, a special price. But tell me, why does a baker's daughter yearn for such finery?
Why should I not? Why should I deny myself the beauty of the world?
Indeed, why should you? There are those in the city who would admire your spirit and offer you the world.
And who might they be?
Meet me here at dusk, and you shall see.
Gomer, you've been spending much time away from home lately. Is there something troubling you?
Nothing troubles me, Father. I seek only the joy of life.
Remember, my child, not all that glitters is gold. True joy is found in the peace of the Lord.
I must find my own peace, Father. My own way.
Follow me, Gomer.
Where are we going?
To meet those who can offer you the world.
What is this place?
The world of those who take what they desire. Here, you will find the pleasures you seek.
And what is expected of me?
Only that you enjoy yourself, my dear. Let the worries of your old life fade away.
Is this the freedom I sought? The glitter of this world is mesmerizing. Yet why do I feel emptiness creeping in?
Gomer remembers the words of her friend Leah.
Gomer, my heart aches to see the path you're walking down. Remember the words of our fathers, spoken through Moses in the book of the law. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. You're choosing a road that leads away from life and blessing. Isn't it better to seek the Lord's way and find peace?
Still, as the moon climbs high, Gomer finds herself caught between the allure of a world that promises everything and the whisper of her soul that knows the true cost of wandering far from home. To be continued.